When you're with Amex Business Platinum, you have the card that helps you do more of what you love. Like a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business. And with 5x membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, going the extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at AmericanExpress.com/AmexBusiness.
Hey, come on in.
Small Business Saturday is right around the corner. And so is that shop you've been meaning to check out. On November 30th, support your local community by shopping small on Small Business Saturday, founded by American Express. Pick up a new outfit, a handmade gift, some vintage vinyl, maybe even some local tea.
Thanks so much. See you soon.
Shop on Small Business Saturday, November 30th. That's the powerful backing of American Express.
Well, we're going to talk about Ghana as far as investing and business and all this, but I do think that it's important to highlight the historical importance of Ghana specifically, because it does play a tremendous role as far as Black people in America and Black people in just the Western Hemisphere in general, right? Because we talk about the slave dungeons, then we talk about Kwame Nkrumah, who was actually, I think he was educated in Lincoln University?
Lincoln University, yeah.
Which is the first HBCU. My sister actually went to Lincoln. So there's a lot of cross connections between Ghana and America. So give us some history, please.
Peace and blessings, family. I think that this is of important significance because it is a closing of a circle that was broken, because Africans, indigenous people had always traded amongst each other and always traveled. Mansa Musa, everybody's familiar with Mansa Musa, but Abukari the second had sent 2,000 ships over to America before Columbus had even got there. He was, I think he was Mansa Musa's uncle. And that trade had always happened. We saw that that trade had been going on for thousands of years. When you look at Ramesu or Ramesses II, they did a test on his tissue because they had his body, and they found that he had cocaine in his body because of the coca leaf that the Bolivians, the Peruvians used to chew. So there's always been this back and forth, but I think the kingdom of Ghana, the empire of Ghana, was essentially for the Europeans. When they arrived there, it became this breadbasket, and then they renamed it the Gold Coast. So until 1957, it was called the Gold Coast, until Kwame Nkrumah actually took the country back. And during that period of time, while it was the Gold Coast, what happened was Europeans were taking as much out of Ghana as possible in terms of gold. They had the gold mines that they were basically robbing for many, many years. But before that, when they first were colonizing there, they were robbing people. And a lot of our ancestors came from Ghana. And a lot of people, they had this idea that a lot of people now have this idea because we wanna follow success. They have this idea that people always came from the Americas, but it's like there's a lot of people in North America, in Brazil, in the Caribbean who look like our brothers and sisters from Ghana. They look like our brothers and sisters from Cameroon, from Congo, from Angola, etc., etc. And because there's this idea that what happened in Africa, the enslavement of Africans, the colonization, is something that is not successful, people don't want to look at actually Africa as a place to go and invest. And a lot of people are now trying to pretend like they never came from Africa or they never had any connection with Africa. And that just doesn't make good business sense, let alone any kind of spiritual sense, because everybody who is educated and everybody who wants to have economic mobility around the world would always trade with equal partners in different spaces. And if you look at anywhere along that coastline of Ghana, you can find castles where enslaved people who were essentially prisoners of war, because there were different rival ethnic groups who are fighting each other. And when they would win that battle, they would take people as essentially indentured servants, indentured laborers, to mine gold for them, to clean their house, concubines, etc., etc. The Europeans saw that as an opportunity to exploit this relationship that we've always had, this indentured servitude, indentured laborer, indentured laborers and slavery in Africa. But then Europeans said, hey, we're going to take these people, we're going to take them across the water, and they're never going to come back. And that is how my ancestors were harvesting sugarcane, your ancestors were harvesting cotton, people in Brazil were harvesting gold, copper, tin, etc. And that was going on for hundreds of years. So the Year of Return in Ghana was basically an opportunity to reconnect the diaspora with the motherland, because it was 1619, I think, the first 18 enslaved Africans arrived in Jamestown. And then it was 2019, we had this this government of Ghana calling for their people to come home. But just to give you some context, there was an empress in Ethiopia called Empress Zewditu. I think that's how I say her name, Zewditu, who in around 1920 was writing letters to African-Americans, Afro-Brazilians, Afro-Caribbeans, and saying, hey, come home to Ethiopia. This was the first time that any African, she was an empress, any African leader had said to the diaspora, come back home. That actually inspired Marcus Garvey to create the UNIA, the United Negro Improvement Association. And Marcus Garvey was actually speaking with her back and forth. And Marcus Garvey created this huge community, many chapters and business, the Black Star Liner, to try and bring Africans home and bring resources from Africa. So Marcus Garvey was actually the inspiration for Kwame Nkrumah to have the Black Star in the flag of Ghana and many other African countries. Marcus Garvey was a Pan-African, he was a Jamaican, and in Rasta, he's hailed as one of the greatest leaders within the community of Rastafari, who's one of the first Pan-Africans. And where you have Kwame Nkrumah now, who's inspired by Marcus Garvey, and then in 1957, leads a revolution to decolonize Ghana. Ghana was the first country in Africa to decolonize. Little Ghana at the time was way smaller than it is now. Was the first to fight and say, no more, and we're kicking Europeans out. And now we're in an amazing space where people are starting to want to come home, and they're starting to want to see where they're from. In 2019, I had the pleasure of being part of a delegation to bring the Prime Minister of Barbados to Ghana, and we brought the bones and some remains of ancestors from Barbados and buried them, because I was born in Barbados, and buried them back in Ghana. And at the same time, we created a bilateral trade agreement between Barbados and Ghana, but this should exist for all African countries and all of its diaspora. And so now I think we're in a position where if we want people to come home, not only do we have to invite them, but we also have to provide them with homes. We have to provide them with economic opportunity. We have to provide them with legality and citizenship. And actually next week, I'm part of a citizenship, which I'm very proud of, because being born in Barbados and having family from Barbados and Jamaica, now I actually get to go home, because when our ancestors were being stolen and being taken across the ocean, they weren't trying to be American. They weren't trying to be Brazilian. They weren't trying to be Jamaican. They were trying to get back home. And so now we can truly say that we are our ancestors' wildest dreams, because now our ancestors have called us forward, and our family in Ghana has called us forward. And now we can move home, we can get passports, we can get houses, and we can finally not have to deal with any of the other problems that are existing in the West. So I hope I've provided some context, but I feel like now is the perfect time. Ghana is the perfect place. We have the opportunities that God has provided for us, and the government has provided for us, and our own entrepreneurial tenacity has provided for us. So now it's just time to put that bridge back together and live in the spirit of Marcus Garvey, Malcolm X, Yaa Centaur, Nani of the Maroons, and all of these greats that came before us, because I don't know what else anybody else is doing, but I don't, y'all just got somebody elected, and I don't know about him. We ain't even gonna go into too much detail about him. It's time to go home.
Hey, order up.
Small Business Saturday is right around the corner, and so is that shop you've been meaning to check out. On November 30th, support your local community by shopping small on Small Business Saturday, founded by American Express.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.